Happy New Year, everyone. I say that not because I'm anxious for 2020 to be finished and to move on to a new year, although certainly that is probably true for many of us, but of course because the church today, in her own yearly cycle of seasons and feasts, begins a new year of grace with this season of Advent. What is this season of Advent all about? I'd like to reflect with you on the preface for today's Mass, because there's much in it to teach us about the meaning of this season in which we find ourselves. The preface is the prayer that precedes, comes before the Eucharistic prayer. It begins with the exchange between the priest and the people. The Lord be with you, lift up your hearts, let us give thanks to the Lord our God. And then after that come words fashioned for the particular season or feast day that we are celebrating. So today, on this first Sunday of Advent, we will hear these words in the preface of this Mass. He assumed at his first coming the lowliness of human flesh, and so fulfilled the design you formed long ago and opened for us the way to eternal salvation. We learn from this that Advent is an invitation to ponder this first coming of Christ in the Incarnation, when he came in the lowliness of human flesh, that tiny child whom we will adore in the manger at Christmas. He came in such a humble way, hidden even, as a tiny infant. And these Advent days are an invitation to ponder this mystery, what it has to do with our lives, that it is through this that the way to eternal salvation has been opened to us. And then the preface goes on, that when he comes again in glory and majesty, and all is at last made manifest, we who watch for that day may inherit the great promise in which now we dare to hope. These Advent days are not just about preparing for Christmas, but they're also an invitation to recognize anew that Christ, who came in the lowliness of human flesh 2,000 years ago, is coming again. And this time, not in such a humble, lowly, hidden way, but in glory and majesty to judge the living and the dead. He will come in the majesty of his kingship. And we are called to prepare ourselves also for that. So this season of Advent is about these two comings. The word Advent itself means a coming or an arrival. The first coming of Christ in history, and the second coming of Christ at the end of time in glory. And how are we to spend these days? How is it that we enter into this reflection on the twofold coming of Christ? Our Lord is very clear in the gospel, which is chosen deliberately by the church for this Sunday. Be watchful. And then at the end of the gospel that we heard, he says it with great emphasis. What I say to you, I say to all, watch. That word was even in the preface as well. We who watch for that day. What does it mean for the Christian to keep watch? It's a call to not be lulled to sleep, if you will, spiritually, by the many passing distractions of this world. Above all, for the Christian to watch means to enter deeply into prayer. Because it's in prayer that we watch, we stay awake and alert for the Lord. Prayer very much is the lifeblood, the heartbeat, the breath of our Christian life. It fills everything else we do with divine life, with grace. In our first reading from the prophet Isaiah, the prophets feature very prominently in this Advent season, especially Isaiah. He prayed on behalf of the people to the Lord, "Would that you might meet us doing right, that we were mindful of you in our ways." See, this is what prayer does for us. It helps us to be mindful of the Lord in the face of those many distractions and struggles along our way. So I invite you to think Think today, if you haven't already, about the Advent season. And in particular, how will you deepen that spirit of watchful prayer in your life over these coming 4 weeks? How is the Lord inviting you to dedicate yourself more generously and faithfully to prayer? We have some resources available to help you. The little blue books are in the narthex there that have daily meditations. We also were blessed by the folks at Magnificat. They sent us a bunch of complimentary copies of the December Magnificat, which has the daily readings as well as other reflections, meditations, and devotions each day. These are ways to enter into this watchful prayer. I would also invite you to consider during these days maybe making more visits here to the church or the Adoration Chapel, to be with our Lord here in his presence in the tabernacle, or maybe to pray before the image of Our Lady or Saint Gerard or before that beautiful statue of the Sacred Heart in the Adoration Chapel. To open our hearts to this watchfulness to which the Lord calls us. When we're watchful, when we're mindful, we're able to plumb the depths of that mystery of Jesus' first coming in the flesh and all that it teaches us. When we're watchful and mindful, we're aware that we need to be ready for his second coming, for we know not the day or the hour when it will occur. And, very beautifully, when we enter into this spirit of prayer, we're awakened to another truth, which is that we don't simply live in this kind of void between the first and second coming of Christ, but he's also present here and now for you and me. He desires to come into our lives each and every day. And this watchfulness to which he calls us helps us to see him in our daily living and to recognize his voice in the depths of our hearts as well as in others that we encounter along the way. He comes to us, of course, now, as he always does, in the most beautiful way here in Holy Mass through the gift of the Eucharist. Let's ask him for the grace to enter deeply into that watchful prayer in this Advent season so that we will indeed be mindful of him in all of our ways. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.